Good morning and welcome to the Local Foods, Local Places radio program. My name's Abe Rosenberg and I'll be your host today. We are every third Thursday of the month on KRCA 88.7 FM and also stream on our website, the slvlocalfoods.org. You can check all of our shows out on the website, and we have an airing every third Thursday of the month. Today, I would like to share some of my personal experiences with you lately, and also to do a short reading from a book that I've been checking out by Adam Brock. It's called Change Here Now. I met Adam recently at a social permaculture workshop called Living Facilitation, where we got together with a lot of folks to talk about how we can do more involved facilitation that helps to better ourselves and better our community and help people to connect by utilizing the same types of principles that we see in permaculture. If you've never heard of permaculture before, essentially, it is a combination of permanent and agriculture. And the idea is that by utilizing ancient wisdom from our indigenous communities and combining it with modern technology, we can design holistic regenerative agricultural practices that can help to heal our planet and to create new systems that can be more sustainable and everlasting. What we talk about with social permaculture is how we can apply that into the relationships that we have in our personal lives, in our work lives, and within the community. We spent several days connecting with people from across the state and even someone from across the country to talk about these things and to practice and to work on ourselves as far as becoming leaders and facilitators in this new era. I just want to recognize that there were lots of people from the San Luis Valley at this workshop, including Liza Marin, our executive director of the Local Foods Coalition. And the person who brought our SLV cohort together for this, I must credit Cherise Schreiner, who is working with La Puente and the San Luis Valley Food Bank Network. And so thank you so much, Cherise, for helping bring us all to this amazing workshop and introduce our Valley leaders to this this incredible teaching and new way of thinking. While I was there, we met Adam Brock, who was co-facilitating this workshop. And I was able to get a copy of his book, which is called Change Here Now. And I do recommend it if anyone's interested in looking further. There is a wealth of information in here and lots of resources as well if you're interested in diving even deeper into this new way of thinking that is really an old way of thinking that has kind of been reimagined in our capitalistic society. And trying to get back to some of the older ways of thinking. And I want to rephrase that because it's not necessarily older ways of thinking. There's people who continue to hold these practices and these thoughts and these beliefs that have been so important and very connected to a more indigenous way of life and a way of thinking that is in tune with nature. And through the process of colonization and capitalism and all of the injustice and trauma associated with that, it has created this disconnect for all of us. And it's something that we are trying to get back to now through permaculture and through community activism. And so I want to share with you this segment from Change Here Now, Permaculture Solutions for Personal and Community Transformation by Adam Brock. So thank you all for listening and being a part of this with me. And if you're interested in checking out his book, Again, it's Change Here Now. You can look it up online. And he is a local Denver author. So you are supporting someone from our state here. All right, this segment is called Sacred Activism. We are each called to play a part in transforming our society. It is our job to figure out what is being asked of us and to develop the skills to do it well. There's also a quote here that says, "A mysticism that is only private and self-absorbed leaves the evils of the world intact and does little to halt the suicidal juggernaut of history. An activism that has not purified by a profound spiritual vision will only perpetuate the problem it is trying to solve, whether it is righteous intentions, whatever its righteous intentions," by Andrew Harvey. Pushing the edge of change is exhausting. The bold endeavor to envisioning and building a different world while living in the present one can quickly drain even the most resolute soul. We can face criticism and scorn from many around us, as well as from ourselves. The acts of communing that we are able to eke out face the constant threat of enclosure from anti-market forces, and many fail under the pressure. Meanwhile, the convenience-oriented world we live in tempts us to forego the necessary work of the long game and succumb to the easy pleasures of short-term comfort. All told, it can be hard to find the motivation to keep going for the years it takes to restore our social, cultural, and natural capital. How do the most successful and dedicated activists keep up their work under such trying conditions? Joanna Macy, a well-known scholar of Buddhism, systems thinking, and deep ecology, has struggled with these dilemmas throughout her half century of activism. In her essay, Three Dimensions of the Great Turning, Macy offers her model of sustainable activism as a sort of three-legged stool. The first, and often most visible leg, is made up of the forms of non-violent struggle we use to halt destruction and oppression, legislation, coordinated non-compliance, disarming the emperor, and others. The second leg is the work of building zones of autonomy, or what Macy calls green shoots pushing up through the rubble. Off-the-grid household, anti-racist institutions, regenerative enterprises, heirloom currencies, and countless other expressions of the world we know is possible. But according to Macy, neither of these two forms of activism can be sustained without the third leg, sacred activism, a personal, deeply rooted worldview that aligns with our work and sustains us with inspiration and hope. This worldview might be informed by scientific research or ancient texts. It might be expressed through intellectual discourse or ritual and ceremony. Regardless of its nature, it's the steadfast way of seeing the world that keeps us rooted in our intentions amid the swirling currents of 21st century life. Macy's third leg, in other words, is about using the power of faith to make our activism a sacred activism. In today's secular society, the concept of faith is often disregarded as a quaint anachronism, or vilified as a dangerous scourge used to justify oppression. Yet these narratives overlook the powerful role faith has played in the ages-old story of social change, giving dissidents from Arjuna to Jesus to Martin Luther King Jr. the strength to challenge hegemony and speak truth to power. For these individuals and countless others, including many whose names have been lost in history, a practice of channeling something larger than themselves was an integral part of their role as servant leaders. Beyond providing us with a source of inner strength, spiritual practices can be powerful tools for weaving interdependent communities. In Liberating Voices, a Pattern Language for Communication Revolution, Evergreen State College professor Douglas Schuller highlights several ways that faith can bring people together in the struggle for social change. Singing together, marching together, or sitting quietly in Quaker meetings together can strengthen the sense of community. Charitable giving, cooking for the poor, and visiting prisoners can feel like religious practices when inspired by a spiritual grounded activism. Priests, imams, and other religious leaders offering blessings over action can ease the qualms and concerns of their followers. In all of these ways, organizational resilience gains support from adherence to a spiritual or religious path. Granted, Schuller's examples aren't for everyone. Many activists have little interest in traditions of faith, especially ones with a history of violence. But while the phrase sacred activism carries undeniable spiritual overtones, connecting one's work to larger narratives has relevance for even the staunchest atheist. Whether it's a secularly derived moral compass, a science-based call to action. So here's Andrew Harvey's 7 Laws of Sacred Activism. The Law of Sacred Practice, committed to daily spiritual discipline. Law of surrendering the fruits of action to the divine, performing our actions selflessly on behalf of all life. Law of recognizing evil or acknowledging the destructive powers within ourselves and the world at large. The law of alchemy of anger, channeling our anger at injustice and destruction into productive action. Law of constant humble shadow work, acknowledging the destructive potential of our own shadows. Law of joy, ensuring that we're capable of finding joy even in the most trying circumstances. And the law of network of grace, creating communities of like-minded individuals who can strengthen and support one another. Sacred activism invites us to honor the faith and use it to nourish our work for a better world. So, for me, as Abe Rosenberg, that concludes the reading. I just wanted to reflect with you all for a moment. As someone who is not currently involved in a religious or spiritual organization, I seek my own personal, spiritual growth very minimally in my life. I wouldn't say I'm the staunchest atheist, but I am not someone who attends a regular service or connects in a deep way. However, I do see the value in having a spiritual connection to the activism that I do on a regular basis. I am currently working with the SLV Local Foods Coalition for a program called Local Foods, Local Places. And we work to help connect people to local foods. But behind that, we're also working on equity. We're working on building our local economy. We're working on all kinds of things where there is this deep rooted sense of community and this deeper connection, this thread that ties all of us together, no matter what religion you were born into or are currently practicing. And so in that sense, I do feel a very deep connection to this sacred activism, because no matter what type of conflict you are working on, there is a sense of trying to make the world a better place that is deeply connected to activism in general. And another thing that I've been working on a lot recently through taking workshops and courses on dismantling the current system that has become very hurtful and traumatizing, especially for people of color and for people who have historically been put on the bottom of this tier. And I am actively involved in helping make that happen, in the dismantling of this and the dismantling of white supremacy. And I think that we all are involved in it. But connecting it to a sacredness within our activism can really help all of us to not just talk about our world and not complain about our world, but to get more in tune with our own concept of faith and manifestation. I used to be really into watching dystopian sci-fi films, for example. And lately I've been not really feeling it so much. I haven't been as interested in that, because when I watch these films that portray a dystopian scenario, and even though I know it's a reflection on our world today, I feel that I am contributing to the manifestation of that being our future reality. And so for me, in my own practice, I'm trying to become more aware of where I'm putting my energy and my focus, and trying to co-create and manifest a world that we all want to live in. And so for me, connecting a sacredness to the work that I do is becoming very transformative for me. And I hope that this is helpful for any of you listeners out there who are feeling, you know, maybe down in the dumps about the world. And, you know, you listen to the news and maybe this, I'm really saying you, but I'm talking about myself in this situation. I will at times go and listen to the news and fall into a state of depression about our world, because there's so many things happening all over the world all the time that can really get you into a dark space emotionally. And that for me is something that I have been working on, because it can get you down as an activist. It can make it hard for you to do the work that needs to be done to change that. And so that's what I'm currently working on, getting out of this state of helplessness and seeing that each one of us, myself included, and you, if you're listening to this, you're included in this as well. We are co-creating this existence together. And the more that we can manifest and realize the world that we want to live in, not the world that we see or hear on the news, but the world that we want to create. If we've put our energy there and we focus our energy there together as a collective, then I know that some good things will begin to happen. And they are happening, because people are doing this currently all over the world. And this book is a testament to that, because Adam has so eloquently put together all of this information into one book, but he also sources all kinds of other places where you can get similar information. And so just knowing that gives me hope that there are a lot of people working on this right now. And we are all working very hard together to change this system of oppression that has been built up around us, that we have all been indoctrinated into in our, you know, quote unquote, modern industrialized capitalistic society. And so I encourage you to check it out. It's called Change Here Now, Permaculture Solutions for Personal and Community Transformation by Adam Brock. And if you're not, you know, super into reading or anything like that, and you'd rather watch a video or something like that, just Google or YouTube search permaculture and social permaculture and sacred activism and see what you get, because there's so many resources out there to stay motivated, to stay passionate, and to stay connected to the greater goal of the work that we do here at the Local Foods Coalition and throughout the community and all of these different organizations that are working on building a better life for all of us. We want to create the utopia, so to speak, that we hold in our minds. And the first step to that is manifestation and envisioning the world that we want to see, putting our focus on that vision and not on the projected vision that we hear about death and destruction and a number of other things that I could mention if we had more time to talk about this. And if you'd like to talk about this deeper and get into a more involved discussion, you're welcome to reach out to me or any of the other people who are involved in our organization, the SLV Local Foods Coalition. Our website is slvlocalfoods.org. You can access this radio program through that platform, through that website, as well as all of our other radio programs. And we also have lots of opportunities for you to get involved in some of the work that we're doing on a daily basis here in Alamosa and throughout the San Luis Valley. For example, we have a really exciting event coming up on October 1st. We're having a ribbon cutting event over at the Rio Grande Farm Park. And this is for our Outdoor Education Center, which is a really, really exciting project. We have been working so hard to build this this building where we can actually have classes. We have power out there now. So this is, if you're not familiar with the Rio Grande Farm Park, definitely check it out. They have a website as well. They're always looking for volunteers. There's a children nature play area over there. So if you just want to go and check that out, go and, you know, bring the kids out to the playground. It's a really, really amazing space where we're really actually making some great strides in creating the world that we want to live in by providing opportunity for people to learn about regenerative agriculture and practice it as well. And you can also get food there at the farm stand. So if you'd like more information, like I said, go check out our website, slvlocalfoods.org. You can also look up the Rio Grande Farm Park and get connected to our event that's happening October 1st. Hope to see you there. Thank you all so much for listening to this program today. And if you would like to connect with me individually to talk about it more, see how you might be able to fit into our local community activism projects, please check out our website. My name is Abe Rosenberg, and my contact information is on there, but I'll also put my email here if you want to write it down. It's abe.slvlocalfoodscoalition.org. So thank you again for listening to this program and to support KRZA Public Radio 88.7 FM. Hope you have a wonderful day and see you next month on the third Thursday of the month for the Local Foods, Local Places radio program.